Father, today we give thanks for all the women in our lives and in our world. We ask you surround each and every one of them with your love and your presence. May you grant them your peace. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Mother's Day, happy Women's Day. Today we're celebrating all women, single women, married women, sisters, aunts, stepmoms, adoptive moms, grandmothers, young women, middle-aged women, and mature women. I didn't say old women, mature women. I don't think I forgot anyone. From the beginning of time, the beginning of creation, women have always played a very important part of life, and we still do. Each one of us has or had a mother, whether she still is with us on this earth or whether she has gone to be with the Lord, whether she is healthy, ill, or aging, we all had or have a mother. It was the women in the Bible who supported the ministry of Jesus. It was the women who hosted the dinners and made everything run smoothly. It was a woman who anointed the feet of Jesus. It was a woman who went to the tomb and found that Christ was not there. Even now, when there's a potluck in the church, who organizes it? The women. As women, we want to know we are important and that we have a significant place in our world. We need to know that we matter to someone, that our lives are making a difference in the lives of other people, that we are able to touch their souls. Your mother is always with you. She's the whisper of the leaves as you walk down the street. She's the smell of certain foods you remember, the flowers you pick, or the fragrance of life itself. She's the cool hand on your brow when you are not feeling well. She's your breath in the air on a cold winter's day. Your mother is the sound of rain that lulls you to sleep, or the colors of a rainbow. She's Christmas morning. Your mother lives inside your laughter. She's the place you came from, your first home, and she is the map you follow with every step you take. She was your first love, your first friend, even your first enemy. But nothing on earth can separate you, not time, not space, not even death. Your mother will always be your mother. As women, God gave us amazing gifts when he created us. He gave us qualities that only other women can really understand. With these gifts, each of us is a mother. It is the love, the compassion, and the caring that we give to others which makes us who we are. I see women, for no other reason except for the love of others, take on the role of supporting women of the refugee families that we support in our deanery. They make sure that these new women to Canada are able to provide for their families by taking them shopping and showing them the best financial way to purchase clothes and household items. They befriend our new immigrants and want them to succeed, and they ask for nothing in return. Women bring joy and hope. They give compassion and ideals. They give moral support to their family and friends. And all they want back is a hug, a smile from you, and for you to do the same to people you come in contact with. Now, by definition, mother means to bring up a child with care and affection. For all of us, there are more women in our lives that have done this than just our biological mothers. Our friends, our relatives, colleagues, they've all helped to bring us up, teach us lessons, love us, and being loved back. And only an aunt can give hugs like a mother, keep secrets like a sister, and love you like a friend. Just before I retired from working as an ECE, I obviously worked with a lot of women who are much younger than I am. And most of these remarkable women would call me mom, as I would pick them up a coffee if I went out to Tim Hortons, or I'd lend an ear to listen when they were upset, or quietly hand someone an envelope with a bit of money as I knew they were struggling. One young lady, at 25 years old, lost her mother due to cancer, and I became her second mom, especially when she was expecting her first child. Women are smart, knowing that knowledge is power, but they still know how to use their softer side to make a point. Our God is strong, bold, and powerful as a father. Yet God is kind, gentle, and as caring as a mother. Just when we think that God can only be called Father, we hear Jesus praying as a mother worried for her children. "I will not leave you orphaned," Jesus said. "You are my own, and I will be with you forever." These are words that a mother would say to her children. "I will be with you forever." Even when she's preparing to die and she senses that her children are scared and having a difficult time, she will tell them, "I will be with you forever. I will always be in your heart." When a woman sees her child for the first time, she often will whisper, "I will never leave you." A woman is both soft and powerful. To those women who gave birth this year, we celebrate with you. And to those who have lost their mother, we grieve with you. A strong woman is one who feels deeply and fiercely. Women are happy and cry when they hear about a birth or a new marriage. And their hearts break when a friend dies. They have sorrow at the loss of a family member, yet they are strong when they think there is no strength left. To those who placed children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. A woman is both practical and spiritual. Her essence is a gift to the world. When a child hurts, all women hurt. They feel the pain a child feels. When one of God's children hurts, God also hurts and has compassion on his children. God is both father and mother. His strong arms holding us close to him when we were in trouble or scared. And her gentle, loving, kind words soothing our hurts and being right beside us when we are afraid. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. A mother's love is unconditional. You can disagree with her. You can even be angry at her. Yet you know she will always love you. She will always be at your side. You never fear that her love will be taken away, as it is unconditional. A mother's wisdom. She knows what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. And she knows when to keep quiet and just listen. To those who have warm and close relationships with their mother, we celebrate with you. A strong woman has faith for the journey. She'll have enough. No matter how uneven the terrain or roads are, being rocky and rough. A woman of strength knows it's in the journey that she will become strong, and the love of God is forever with her, no matter how difficult or long. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. We are strong because we have known weakness. We are compassionate because we have suffered. We are alive because we're fighters. We are wise because we've been foolish. To those who foster moms, our mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. We can laugh because we've known sadness. We can love because we've known loss. We are strong women who have weathered the storm, but still love to dance in the rain. So today we are to celebrate all women in our lives and how they have helped to shape us into who we are today. Maybe they were your favorite teacher, your aunt, your grandmother, your stepmother, a neighbor, or a friend. We all have mothered someone and shown them love and support in their time of need. So let's thank and celebrate all women in our lives. And we need to remember, you are beautiful. You are worthy. You are important. You are special. You are unique. You are talented. And you are irreplaceable. Women are truly amazing. Thanks be to God. Amen.